So how do the Raiders get in on Jamal Adams? And I'll ask both of you guys, do they want him? I mean, is this a sign? Well, he's a great player. Now, maybe I'm not objective because I'm a Jets fan, but, like, dude, get – well, you know, let's play some audio here because, well, like, what's the story, Jamal Adams? Here's a rap sheet on NFL Network.
He gave them a list of 8 teams that he would not need a contract extension in order to complete a trade without a contract extension, while at the same time, Mike, telling the Jets that they needed to do a contract extension with him. He's just 3 years into his tenure. He's got 2 years left. There are not a lot of examples at all of players, some, but not a lot of examples at all of players receiving huge contracts after just 3 years. He is trying to set a precedent, taking a very hard stance. I wouldn't be surprised, Mike, if the Jets just sit tight on this one and wait it out.
What a story. 8 teams on the trade list. The Raiders are not on the trade list. Jamal Adams also said, you know what, I want to stay. Give me a contract. And at the end there, this is what I've thought all along. You're not going anywhere. The Jets have your rights. They're not going to trade you.
Yeah.
Well, yes, but at some point, you have to at least find out what you're going to get, right? Like, yes, you have him for 2 more years, and that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
He's made it pretty clear he's going to the Cowboys, right? I mean, that's his plan. He wants to play there. Maybe they don't have money at that point. Who knows? But when a player is saying those things, how long do you wait? Like, right now, you could probably get a lot for him. Two more years under team control, you could probably get a lot for him in return. If you do it next year, probably don't get a whole lot because there's only 1 more year under team control. Are they going to win this season? Doubtful? But maybe they think the door is open.
That logic is so stupid. It's the same crap that the Dolphins did with Micah Fitzpatrick. It's just like we have control of a guy in a second or third year. We're building. Well, it's already too late. He's already too far gone. Like what? Who do you ever build with?
They got a first round pick for him.
Right.
So I mean, if you're going to get first round picks for guys, instead of getting nothing for them when they leave you, and well, if they made it clear,
but it wouldn't be a case where they're going to get nothing. If the situation is that desperate, then they'll trade him before his fifth year.
Right, but what's the value then?
It might be higher.
When he's going into free agency, it's going to be higher?
What's his value right now?
You've got 2 years with him.
He said he'll go to a team and they don't have to sign him.
Right, but you've got 2 years if you're a contender.
I'm not
the best safety in the league.
This is your negative Nancy on every player, and you're always rebuilding.
If I'm a rebuilding team, I'm rebuilding, yes.
They're in the middle of a rebuild.
I mean, couldn't the Jets just give him a long-term contract?
Right, exactly. I'm fine with that,
sure,
too.
Right, like, sure.
Give him a long-term contract. But you know what I'm not doing? I'm not doing it on a freaking safety.
Right. Is that the whole issue with him? It's just money? Is that it?
He wants a long-term deal.
Yeah, who knows? Listen, I have sympathy for these guys. When they're arguably at their peak, like their third, fourth, and fifth year, you know, whatever, 24, 25, 26 years old, they're making decent money, but not great money like they're going to get, and they're taking a risk. So I'm on the player's side, but I'm not giving them an extension well before I have to. That's the system.
Is this taking a page from like the NBA players now? Is this
take the power?
Is this kind of how we're
right. No, this basically, it's the Zeke Elliott approach.
Right.
But, I mean, do we want to argue what's more valuable, a safety or a running back?
I mean, I would say safety for sure.
Frankly, I wouldn't have taken him. So I wouldn't take a safety in the top 10. I think it's stupid.
Yeah.
But he is that good. Like, and I know what other teams do. I know being around the Raiders last year and the sheer panic all week playing the Jets, a team that everybody's like, the Jets. Oh, the Jets stink. The Jets are terrible. There was panic in the building.
What do you think on this? We've twisted everything into the ground here. So let's just look at it from the Jets' standpoint. Do you move him just because I'll call him quirky. He's unpredictable. I don't know what he wants. If you're the Jets, what do you do?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, he's a great player. So, I mean, like you say, you know, you got to keep your great players.
Yeah, I mean, I stick it out and I build around them. I don't have that many great players.
How many times are you going to punt, you know, haven't they been rebuilding for like 20 years now?
And they've actually nailed one. He's a good player.
Right.
Top 10 picks are hard to nail.
Yeah.
Even though they're top 10 picks, they nailed one. Then he's part of the organization. Yeah. Now, again, I don't know everything that's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
If he's constantly a pain in the ass, you know, I don't know what was going on behind the scenes with Micah Fitzpatrick. But I do know this, when you trade for first round picks and you know you trade a great player away, instead of paying him $17, $20, $23 million a year, like you better freaking nail those first round picks. Yeah, you better nail most of the picks you get back in return. Because getting Khalil Mack and Jamal Adams, it's not that easy to freaking, I'll use the word nail for the 50th time. But it's not easy to come through with someone that great. So you don't just throw them away for nothing.
And what's that first round pick going to be? You know what I mean?